schools out for the summer, but when and how will it return? The State Education Department released a framework this week to provide districts with some guidance to work from. They're weighing all virtual, face-to-face, and hybrid options. Syracuse City School District Board of Education President Katie Sojewitz says the debate extends beyond the classroom.
The Syracuse City School District is also looking at some of the areas of need, such as devices, internet access, transportation, food. A huge focus is the support services, because there's a lot mentally and socially that our students are going to be dealing with regardless of what school looks like.
Sojewitz has been an educator for about 25 years and is also a mother. She says after experiencing virtual learning from both perspectives, a return to in-person classes has to be well calculated.
It's not going to be the very best thing for students. We need our students to be safe. That might mean we're not having everyone every day, or we're doing some things virtually, or there isn't as many, if any, fall sports. That's frustrating to families, especially working families like myself.
Sojewitz also acknowledged that not all households have the devices or the internet to keep up with the curriculum from home. On the other hand, a socially distanced school year is expected to place a large financial burden on the district, which is already facing a deficit. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.